This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. One of the great problems of our time, I think, is the number of people who feel isolated, lonely, who don't have social contact. There are people who stay locked up in their homes or units day in, day out, and they don't venture out for fear of being robbed or attacked. They've got no one to talk to. And I think it's a great tragedy that what's happened today is that we've lost our sense of community. Do people care for one another anymore? So unless you live in a small country town, the chances are that no one in your street keeps an eye out on the elderly. How lovely it is to hear stories of kind neighbours who have an arrangement with their elderly friends. For example, put your blind up every morning. That's a sign to me that you're okay. If your blind doesn't go up, I'll ring, see if you're okay. Now, that's a real community spirit, isn't it? Unfortunately, the opposite thing happens. And the media has reported very sad stories about elderly people living alone, found dead in their rooms, weeks, sometimes months after their actual death. And the sad thing is that no one actually noticed they were missing. I saw a headline that said, "Shyness hid death of a widow," as if that explained everything. Possibly the saddest of all was the body of an elderly man found in his bedsitter government housing unit 6 months after he had died. Why didn't somebody notice this? Did anyone take 60 seconds of their time to knock on the door to see if he was all right? Well, apparently not. In the old days, people used to have a chat across the back fence or the side fence, chatting about all sorts of things. And some neighbourhoods even had parties where everyone was welcome. So no more. We have private parties with security guards to keep out the gate crashers. So how sad that we've become so sophisticated that we've lost our sense of community caring for people. Now, I think that's why it's important to have the church. And why do I say that? Now, sure, people don't go to church like they used to. But great things happen in a church because what happens is that people come together. And the church is supposed to be that sort of place, a safe place that fosters an environment where anyone can feel at home, there's no strings attached, anyone is welcome. I like what American pastor and author Rick Warren said. He said, "Loving churches grow and growing churches love." It's true, going to church, that should be a positive experience where you feel accepted, loved and valued as an individual regardless of your age or your background. It was back in the late 19th century that a Methodist minister named Nash gave these very recognisable words. He said, "A church is a hospital for sinners, not a museum for saints." Now, I like that very much because it's true. The church is meant for you and me to come together and to worship a loving God who said ages ago in Genesis 2 verse 18 there in the Old Testament, "It's not good that man should be alone." He wasn't just referring to Adam there, but to the whole generation who would follow him. People are made for connecting with others. And Dr. Larry Crabb has written an excellent book called Encouragement, the Key to Caring. And this is what he said, "The more I understand people and their needs, the more I'm persuaded that God has uniquely designed the local church to respond to people's needs. I'm sorry to say the church has become a place," he said, "that seeks to perpetuate itself." And that's quite a criticism of the established church and those of us in the church. I think we need to reflect carefully on Dr. Crabb's words. The church exists not only for its own members, but for every person who walks past the door. And our model is Jesus, who spent a lot of time serving others and building relationships with them. If you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, and you'll come across events that show the love of Jesus, that show his compassion in action. So Jesus is our model and the model for every church. So because we've got this longing, I think, to connect with people, we need meaningful relationships, and that's where the church is very helpful. And so it's a place where that connection is there with, I hope, friendly and caring people. And I hope that that's your experience too for the church. Well, dear Lord, we thank you today for the church. There, Lord, it's there for people of all ages, all races, all backgrounds. We thank you that your word is there to encourage them. So may that be true for us today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.